Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Excuse me if I sound a little nasally today. I've had a sinus infection and I might be a little distracted. There's like a big brown lab playing with Bill, and that's all good, except his hind legs can be a little sore from his mishap. Anyway, today I want to talk about the growth that we experience that we don't necessarily see. So today I had a fitness test. So, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a very long time, you will know that before I had my daughter, I was super active, very fit, used to run 9Ks a day, and also would work out a couple of times a day. Like, I mean, I was obsessive. But when I got pregnant, I couldn't do that anymore because I was just sick all the time. So I literally just went from super fit to like lazy as fuck, or not lazy as fuck, but just like my priorities were not, I was sleep deprived and just exhausted all the time. You know, my daughter slept for 40 minute chunks, and it was the first year of her life was so fucking hard. There was no way I could bring in regular exercise, even though I probably needed it. I mean, I'd walk every day, but, you know, that more intense stuff I just didn't have the energy for. And I've wanted to get back into it, but I don't know. I just haven't bothered. Anyway, I joined a, like a 12-week boot camp thing. And it's for local mums, and it's amazing, really great group of women, and and I really just wanted to get back into my body and start moving it, you know. So I've been doing it for 12 weeks, and I've just been very gentle with myself, because I don't want to go back to being that person who was uber competitive and trying to be the fastest and the strongest, and it was all just in a desperate attempt to be seen by others, you know, like, look how strong I am, look how fit I am. And I was really pushing myself, and I don't like to operate in that place anymore. So instead, with this challenge, it was just like, well, you just go and you do what you can and you go gently on yourself. And it's not about the results, it's about how you feel while you're doing it. So we had a fitness test at the beginning, and then we had a second fitness test today. And I wasn't really expecting there to be an improvement for sure. And there was. There was a vast improvement. Like, you know, I was pretty much a third better at most of the things. And that is in like the space of 10 weeks. And it got me to thinking about, I feel fitter for the most part, But you know, like I've also been sick, so doing a fitness test on your pretty much like second day out of bed in a week after Easter, not the ideal time to be taking a fitness test, but I did it and there was an improvement. But I wouldn't have known that unless I had tested. I wouldn't know how far I'd come unless I tested at both ends. And this is really what I learned. This isn't a podcast about measuring things, measuring your success or anything like that. It's more about the fact that you will improve at things that you show up for. You will, right? But you might not be able to necessarily measure the results as easily as you can a fitness test. Some of the things, you know, you go through your life just as you. So you don't know how things are shifting, really, because you're just you in every day. I'm just going to turn around. And so, for example, this podcast. And I mean, I've been showing up for this thing weekly for 4 years now. And in that time, I have made so much progress, right? So much progress. I mean, this started because I was paralyzed by my own stories of inadequacy and failure. You know, I literally started this podcast because I didn't want to be alone in my feelings of fucked upness. You know, the eternal failure. I wanted to make sure that other people had experienced some, right? Which sounds kind of a shit reason for starting a podcast, but it was an amazing thing and it's taken me on an amazing, amazing journey. And if I look back on those 4 years at how much personal growth and how much I've changed and grown and how much I've honed my message and practiced my craft, of course I'm going to be way better than I was 4 years ago. Because you can't not show up for something consistently and not see an improvement. Whether that is fitness, whether that is public speaking, whether that is, you know, practicing aware parenting, whether that, you know, whatever you practice consistently, you are going to see a return in. It's just that sometimes we can't measure it, so we can't really see it, you know? So, but it is happening. It is happening. And this highlighted, I guess, like maybe 18 months, 2 years ago, I shared in the Show Up Speak Up group a video of me back in 2010 when I was doing the running blogger, where I would run with a video camera, and we didn't have smartphones back then that could do video like they can now. So I actually had a video camera and I'd be running along in the height of my depression recording these little videos. And I remember watching one, sharing it in the group and saying, hey, you know, this was me 7 years ago or whenever it was. And for me, I couldn't really see any difference. I couldn't really see any difference in my message, in like the cohesion. I just saw me. But then I showed it to some of my friends and they were like, oh my God, you are so different. So different. How can you not see that? And if I think back to where I was then, which was like, you know, 9 years ago, there is just such a remarkable, stark difference between that person who was running on the beach sharing and me walking on the beach 9 years later still sharing. You know, there is so much different. And yet I'm still the same person. So I just wanted to share this, I guess, for those of you who There's two intentions for me sharing this. Number one is, if you are plodding along, and I think my last episode was about sowing the seeds and just allowing nature to kind of take its course, right? Well, this is kind of an extension of that. So it's like, what you're showing up intentionally to today, what you're showing up consistently for, and what you're practicing, whether that be being present or, you know, like, we can have so many different practices, those things long term will have huge impacts. But moment to moment, we don't really notice the difference. Just trust that it is happening, and that even though you might not feel different or your external world might not be different, things are happening and things are changing, and you are growing and you are getting fitter and stronger, whether that is physically or mentally or emotionally or spiritually, right? So just know that this is happening, and all you have to do is show up. So there's that reason. And the second reason is, for those of you who I know listen to this and think about how you could share your own message with the world but aren't necessarily, because of all the fear and all that shit that stops us from showing up, I want to just invite you to make it a practice, you know, or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be showing up and sharing a message, right? Like, it could be anything, being more present in as a mum, or you know, signing up for that boot camp and then going in it in a loving, kind way towards yourself, whether that is starting with some kind of practice, you know. And for me, it's so funny because I felt so bound by life, you know. I didn't want to commit to things because I was so afraid of them, like, taking over my life or being then trapped. But without the commitment to showing up for something, without the commitment to practice, then we just kind of stay in the same place. So just pick something. Pick something to practice, and then just practice it with loving kindness, right? Because the other thing that I want to highlight is, like, with this fitness challenge, life got in the way sometimes. You know, I had client calls some days, so I couldn't go, or, you know, I had to go pick my mum up from the airport, so I couldn't go, or I got sick and I had a week off, or, you know, like, there were things that got in the way, but I just continued to practice it, right? So it was like 3 sessions a week. If I could only make 2, then I'd be happy with that. And if I could only show up and do a half-assed job sometimes, I'd still show up for it, you know? And the work pays off. It pays off because I feel fitter and stronger, and I know that I am because I've measured it, or had it measured. So I definitely am fitter and stronger than I was 12 weeks ago. But this is like, it's only been 12 weeks. And the improvement that I've made is out of sight amazing, and I feel really great about it. But it's only been 12 weeks. What can I achieve? Well, not what can I, not, it's not necessarily about achieving anything, but where could I go if I committed to this long term? And this isn't about having a hot body and being a supermodel. It's about being in my body. You know, it's about being in my body, becoming better friends with it, moving it and fucking using it. Because I'm 42 this year, and I want to be a flexible, healthy nana in 40 years from now, you know? So, yeah, that's pretty much it. find, pick something, like two things. The first thing is, whatever you're practicing, know that it is paying dividends, even if you can't see it now. You are improving, you are growing, so just stay with it. Even if sometimes it feels like nothing is happening, it is. Things are changing. You just can't necessarily see it right now. Number two, go gently and with love towards yourself. Instead of like push, you know, coming from a loving, kind place towards yourself. And three is, if you don't have a practice and there's something that you really have wanted to commit to but have been feeling a bit weird about it or freaked out or fearful or whatever, then I want to invite you to pick it up and run with it. You know, last week I showed up to record a podcast when I literally couldn't even stand up for more than like 5 minutes, and I still showed up to record. And I wasn't being an arsehole to myself. I was being kind and loving to myself, because this is a commitment that I made. And if I can't stay true to my own word, this isn't about external accountability, right? If I can't stay true to my own word to myself, then I'm never going to be able to trust myself, ever. And I'm never going to be able to show up, you know, I'm never going to be in integrity. And I'm going to feel shit about myself. And I don't deserve to feel like that. And I don't deserve to be constantly let down. I wouldn't allow anyone in my life to let me down the way that I've let myself down over the years. I want to be a better person to me. And then I'm a way better person to everyone else in my life. You know, my relationships are happier now that I'm looking after myself and I'm honoring who I am and who I want to be. All right, so that's pretty much it for today. But I do have one request. If you are listening to this and you listen to this all the time, I would love for you to reach out to me anywhere. So you could reach out to me at Instagram. If you're not already following me, it's at Carlosophies, via my website, carlinimo.com, on Facebook, wherever you want to connect with me. I would love to you to answer one question for me if you can. If it feels good, I'm inviting you. So the question is, how would you describe this podcast to a friend? How would you describe my show? If you were to tell someone about Carlosophies, what would you say it's about? And that's it. I could really use your feedback. And if you could take just a couple of minutes out of your day just to shoot me a DM on Facebook or Insta or drop me an email, I would be so appreciative. All right, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.